1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got very special celebrations happening, and we're thrilled to have Linda Cozine here from, of course, Cozine's Garden Gallery. And Linda, it's good to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Hi, Jamie. It's great to be here.
And congratulations. Anniversary celebrations going on.
Yeah, 40 years is a long time, I have to say. I've been there for 39 of it. I'm feeling a little old.
Oh, stop.
You guys are going to calculate my age.
No. Now, looking back, 40 years with Cozine's Garden Gallery, lots of changes over the years. What are your thoughts looking back?
The changes are huge.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable what we do now as to what we did when Dad first started it. We have a lot of old pictures from when it began, you know, and how much we've expanded. The first five greenhouses were that first year, and then he just added and added. And now we have five across the back, one down the side, and a big one on the other piece of property.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of real estate covered.
For sure.
And greenhouses now.
And I'm thinking, as part of this whole thing, my gosh, the maneuvering and navigating through the pandemic, but here we are on the other side, and Cozine's Garden Gallery did well through that difficult time, shall we say.
Yeah, the COVID was crazy. And I have to say, I was one of the luckier businesses where we got to stay open. I mean, we had some jimmying to do to get that part, but
sure,
it was more for, I think, people's mental health.
Yes, exactly.
But people loved to come and just walk through the greenhouses, and it was something where we could really keep the space between everybody. So I thank my lucky stars that we could be open during that.
Yeah, so thank you and your staff for that. And, you know, we should mention gardening is so huge, but now is it bigger than ever, you could almost say? Like, really?
A lot of people started to garden during the pandemic, and so far they've held on to it. They've realized that it is mental health that they're doing. And, you know, I had a person come in this weekend. She goes, you know, Linda, I've been here probably since, you know, the time that your dad opened it. He goes, but I just love walking through here because it is mental health, because it's beautiful. Another lady come in. She goes, oh, my God, in 2 weeks. There's so much change.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing.
Oh, we're busy.
Exactly. And it's, you know, it's new stuff arriving, and it goes through quite a change through the season, if you will, at Cozine's Garden Gallery.
It goes from a very empty greenhouse to nothing to all of a sudden it just explodes with color.
Yeah.
And now with the sun, thank that we have the sun today, that it is. The color is exploding. And people coming in just notice it, and it's like, oh, my God, they're beautiful.
Right.
It's just hard to keep everybody to, no, don't take it now. It's too early. It's too early to go gardening.
Just a bit
now.
Early, yeah. It's been
but
a funny month for April.
We need to wait a couple more know, weeks. And
now, is it still the long weekend in May? I mean, you hear about that, but is that still, does that rule still apply?
That rule still applies because it's geared to that last frost.
Okay.
Right? And that's usually around that long weekend. It can be even after that long weekend. It could be even into June. But by then, it's a little bit warmer. The ground's a little bit warmer. Easier to cover if we get the warning.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We're chatting with Linda Cozine from Cozine's Garden Gallery. It's 40th anniversary celebrations, and we have a very special day that's coming up for Mother's Day weekend.
We do. We have an ice cream truck coming in. We have CJCS coming in.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And we have giveaways. We're doing the ice cream because my dad loved ice cream.
Nice.
So we're giving away ice cream. And then for the first 100 customers, each day we have a plant to give them. And that was something we found one of the old Beacon Herald ads. And that's exactly what Mom and Dad did that time. The first time they opened.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're trying to kind of recreate some of the things that Mom and Dad did.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
In that time. So it's too bad they couldn't be here with us.
Yes, exactly.
We're trying to recreate it again.
And we will be there, of course. That is for Saturday, May 13th. Mark that down on your calendar as part of your Mother's Day weekend with Cozine's Garden Gallery. And again, it's 40 years. And gosh, we got a shout out for the staff. You know, 40 years of wonderful memories continuing.
Yes, I have a great staff. I have a very dedicated staff. Some of them have been there with me for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are new. And this year, I lucked out. I've got great staff. Like, I know everybody is looking for staff, but I got some really good staff in there.
Nice. And especially with the garden gallery, I imagine people come in with a lot of questions, or should I plant this, or what about this, you know, in terms of garden gallery. Yeah,
you need knowledge. I want to make a shout out. I have two children that are coming up behind me. So they have worked very hard to get us into that 40th year too. So I have to give them some credit too, because someday I would like to retire. I'm doing this on radio, so they can hear me. But I would like to, you know, slow down. So I do have kids coming up on to take over. So,
but it's a family business like that,
I know,
there you go.
It's hard. Family business is hard.
But here we are. It is celebration time with Cosine's Garden Gallery. Linda, absolute pleasure chatting with you. We look forward to the big day for Saturday, May 13th. But then in the meantime, can we remind people where Cosine's Garden Gallery is located?
We are at 680 Huron Street West in Stratford.
Okay. Can't miss it. It is a great location, and we'll see you out. Linda, any other thoughts or just anniversary celebrations continuing?
If you're coming by, there are some older customers that have been customers since we started in the backyard.
Yeah.
I would appreciate if they just come in and say hi.
Right.
I can't remember everybody's name, but I can remember faces pretty good.
Yeah, just come drop by and say hi. Of course, We'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Linda Cosine with Cosine's Garden Gallery. Thanks so much for this, Linda, and congratulations.
Thanks, Jamie.